Well, then you might have some not very polite way to say it too.
That boy, old rascal, dead, we glad of it. Say he got what he deserved. I heard that too.
Yeah.
Say, well, he got what he deserved.
Yeah.
Lord would say, well, I've been looking for that. Let's see if he gets killed. Say, Lord, I've been looking for that. Said he asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
You got your critics along with your sympathizers.
That's true. Did they have any place they ever said was it haunted?
Yeah, I don't really remember that, but there's people that vows that they are. And right down here in Mako, people come from all over the world to see that light.
Hmm.
And they got one on the Southport lot on the road.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine lived right down there close to me. Had just bought a brand new Buick, and they said this big old light looked like one light on a road Tommy car.
Mm-hmm.
Said it would get right ahead of you, it'll keep ahead of you. And it get to a certain point, it just go up like that, and as you pass on, it get right on your bump. And this fellow told me one night that he liked to burn his Buick up and chasing that light. Said he could not get it.
Huh.
And I believe it's just phosphorus in the air.
Yeah.
Some kind of phosphorus light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been down there all the time tonight. And I recall I was looking for it, Renee, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now my first wife swears that she saw it.
Hmm.
Said the night that she was, her and her brother were going to the hospital to have our baby daughter. And she said she saw it, but it didn't scare her. Said she said, look, you know, that light everybody sees. He said, I don't see no light, but he saw it, you know, but he was scared. She said, I'll get excited about that baby in the car. But I have never seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard several people say they make a trip to Mako. They call it the Mako light, the Bolden light.
Yeah.
Old fella there named Bolden was a flagman with the railroad, and he got killed. And they said when the train hit him, his light went out across them. And they could see him walking down the railroad track with that light. But I don't believe that.
So that's supposed to be him as a...
Come back and took his life.
Yeah.
Hunting his head and this thing, all kind of thing. And my wife's daddy cleaned it. They lived in a little house down at what's called a gold mine by the river.
Yeah.
An old log house. And he, but what it was, one of them youngest sleeping at the foot of the bed and pulled the cover over him. He said several nights he'd been laying there asleep and the cover pulled right off of him. I said, did you, I call him granddaddy, you know, where Mr. Stan. I said, Luke, I said, you sure you didn't pull that cover off of your brother and he pulled it off of you? No, see, that's a haunted house. They believed in that. They really believed in that.
They thought there were ghosts there, or
yeah.
They call them anything else besides ghosts?
No, that's all I ever heard them call it.
Yeah.
Well, now, like if it was somebody, they would call it. By the name, you know,
uh-huh.
Like a particular person that died there, like old Aunt Susie or Aunt Moore or one of them, it's an Aunt Moore come back.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe in that much. Uh-huh. But a lot of them did. They positively, a lot of them would vow that they have seen those. I've seen things at night that frightened me for a minute, but I'd figure out what it was.
Yeah.
Like a rabbit jump up and run under me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Or stumble over an old goat or something in the path. Or the moon would be real cloudy and then the cloud would drift over a big full moon.
Uh-huh.
I'd never seen the light right up at first and then the cloud would go right back up.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've heard people talk about seeing boogers like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They just got scared and run.